Cougar season. So here's another thing to talk about on the show. Cougar season. I apparently complain a bit.
Do you?
I think I might, and I've got one right now. My neighbors are all okay. You know, like, there's easily, they could be worse. But one of them has the phone ring that goes, you know what song that is?
Not from your do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, yeah, I know which one.
It's like old. Like the oldest theme
It's public rights, public domain stuff, you know, it's like an old classical piece.
Yeah. And I hear it all the fucking time, man. And I can hear it through my door if I'm sitting here quietly. I'm like, can you turn your fucking phone down? Your ring is driving me fucking insane.
But that's not what you say, is it?
I haven't said anything yet.
Oh.
But it's driving me up the fucking wall because I hear that fucking thing ring all the time. And the door's open. And like, can you just turn your fucking phone down, please? Because I'm sick of hearing that phone ring. It is really annoying. It's like, you know, like, that Simpsons when Marge gets the doorbell and it's the Carpenters?
I don't remember that
Simpsons.
Why
do birds suddenly appear every time? And then the thing breaks because Lisa and Marge can't put it in together. So Senior Ding Dong has to come and, you know, fix it because that's where they got the doorbell from. But it just doesn't stop. And then it's like the neighbors complaining and then eventually Chief Wiggum comes over and is going to shoot it. Because everybody's listening close to you over and over and over again. And then Senior Ding Dong shows up. So what I really mean to say is, where is my senior phone ring?
Senior phone ring?
Come and stop that phone ring, that incessantly annoying sound all the time.
Well, I think you've answered your question, Jeff. You need to load your pistol, go over there and get ready to shoot her phone, and then your senior phone ring will show up.
You know, I hate these conversations with people because I just go, hey, you know what? I don't want to be a problem. You guys are really cool, but I can't listen to that song from your phone again. Is there any way, you know, you could, like, turn that down so I don't have to do your phone every time it rings? Because it kind of sucks for me because I, like, have my door open too or whatever, but, I mean, I can't have my door open because I just get to listen to your phone ring all the time. And that song is driving me up the fucking wall.
Right.
You know?
I recommend you kind of refrain from the profanity.
Yeah. I wonder, see? But now, if they got to hear this ring 80 times a day, and they said something, I'm like, oh, okay, you know. But they don't have to listen to freaking Don't Stop Believing all the time. I wonder who's calling me from 972.
Let's find out. Let's find out.
Hello? Oh. Work.
Please call the Kelly office at 916-99.
Probably get rid of that
your
number.
Message should include
we'll
your
to.
Last and your
we'll
first name,
to.
Your complete phone number with area code,
it's a work robot.
And the last four digits
you know
of your
work
social
available,
security
right?
number. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Again, please call us at 916-899. Thank you.
Corporate messages are hilarious.
And speaking of corporate messages, didn't you say you have a...
I didn't even totally listen to that.
Did you need to? Did you erase it?
No, but I picked it up.
Oh. Don't you know the number you're supposed to call back?
They want me to work. I'll just call, yeah, I know their office. I got their card. Or I can listen to that. So, I go, ooh, I'm a workaholic again. It's nice. I work a lot, and then I work a little, and then I work...
Didn't someone recently just sort of commission you to create new corporate messages for his business?
Yeah, my friend, everybody has a friend named Mike, and I have a couple of
them. I don't have
a
friend named Mike.
Really?
Really.
That's like the most popular name in the
country,
I think.
I take that back. I have a friend named Mikey. His name is Mike. It's Mike. But he lives in Austin, so I don't see him.
Yeah.
But that's one. You're right. I have a friend named Mike.
So I don't even know where we started. Oh, my neighbor's phone rang, and then my phone rang. Okay.
Thanks for the recap.
This kind of works in pretty good because I did have some written material about phones. My friend Mike has a business. He's a building, not a building contractor, a home renovation.
Okay.
So he does, you know, people go, oh, I need a new sidewalk, I need the drywall in this room, I, you know.
He's not a contractor, but he does like the
He's
the
a contractor,
stuff.
But he doesn't build.
Okay.
He's a renovation contractor, I guess, home renovations.
Oh, well, because I know there's also something.
You can take out a home equity loan and you want to improve your home, sorry.
That's right.
I'm just explaining what
I
friend does. Why are you mad at me?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. So anyways, yeah, he does, you know, people want to make, stay in their home and make it better. They call him. Doesn't build them. But people are always, in this fast-paced society we live in, everybody wants an instant answer a lot of times, especially customers. And he is pretty much had it up to here with people lighting up his cell phone because he doesn't answer it right away because he's probably talking to another customer. So he asked me if I would write some things that he could put as his phone message where it wouldn't be offensive to people, but it would kind of like, you know, get the hint that you're being a little bit annoying, but I'm going to put it across in a funny way so that you will kind of understand that, yeah, I want to talk to you, but I have lots of people to talk to, so I can't possibly talk to everybody at once. So maybe I should...
Let's hear some.
Your call is important to us. So are everybody's. And here's the thing. They called first. Or maybe I'm still helping them. So why don't you eat me?
That's good.
These are rough. I'm not sure that...
Can I a little fine-tuning?
Leave a message. Don't leave a whine. If I don't get back to you, it's still all fine. Being impatient has not made the world a better place. Give your heart a rest. There are better reasons for it to race.
That's so sweet.
I know. Greeting, Cardi.
Yeah.
It's very Cardi.
Now that sounds like a Valentine's Day greeting.
Yeah. Relax. Find your center. Relax. Be at ease. Relax. Things will get done. Relax. Many are important. You are just one.
I like that one the best.
I kind of like the little repetition theme
yeah.
thing. And
but I also like that it sounds like it's one that could be on a print with a little kitten that's in a precarious position right next to that print of footsteps.
Yeah.
In somebody's house, you know? I hate that footsteps thing.
If you ever find yourself in a room where those two are on the wall, just
hang in there.
Slowly back out. Slowly back out.
Don't make any sudden moves.
Don't make any sudden moves. Don't smile. Everything's okay. But just get out of there in a calm and efficient manner because you're not gonna, there's not a conversation to be had in that room.
Well, not one you want to have. Well, those are good. That's a good start, I think. I think he's going to find something he really likes. I mean, especially if you work some of these out a little bit more.
Those are, that's just the brain. That's just the first thing.
That was just some scratchy notes.
Yeah.
That's not even typed.
There's nothing refined about that at all yet.
I think you definitely have some possibilities there.
Oh, okay. Here's something. To rapidly change the subject.
Nice non sequitur.
Yeah.
In other news,
I was wondering, you know, the Rolling Stones are still a band.
They are.
And
they still tour.
I was wondering if...
Yeah. Put out records.
Yeah, they played in San Francisco like last year. I was wondering if at all that Mick Jagger feels like a liar now when he's saying Satisfaction. Because I'm pretty sure he's got to be one of the most satisfied dudes. Like, in the history of the world. You know? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see he's got money, sex, adulation, fame,
children,
a family,
still women.
He's been in movies. He's seen the world. He's been in a video with David Bowie. Hell, he's had sex with David Bowie, apparently.
Tons of you know, his life is going great.
Well, maybe it's empty though.
Lots of guys in the band haven't died.
Maybe when he gets up on stage, he sings it from a different perspective. It's like it's a spiritual seeking of satisfaction.
Yeah. And also, just the name of Rolling Stones. They're not like Rolling Stones. Those guys have been together. You know?
Kind of misnomer, really.
They would have kind of been, you know, gone off all directions like the Beatles did. The Beatles should be called the Rolling Stones.
And yeah, the Rolling Stones should have been the Beatles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because then I would have been a huge Rolling Stones fan. How cool would that have been?
But hindsight is 15-20 anyway, you know. I think you can see a little better than 20-20 with hindsight.
I think sometimes you see worse.
Lots of people see, you know, 2020 all day long.
Think about this. How many times have you brought up something where with a couple of different people who were all at the same event, and you start saying what happened, and someone's like, no, that's not what happened. And the other guy's, no, that's not what happened. And nobody has a clear, concise view of what actually happened. Everyone's half drunk, half in the bag, this happened, that happened, it was dark, I don't know.
Oh, man, we're getting back to the one sociology class you took. And
I never took a sociology class.
It's that one experiment they do, like the witness experiment.
Which one's that?
Where they have like somebody enter a classroom and do something, and then they ask everyone in the class.
What happened?
There, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about
everybody,
that.
And like there's 30 different people and at least 10 stories.
Like the one where the guy comes in and he attacks a teacher or something with a knife, and everyone's just kind of... And the teacher gets up and is like, okay, what just happened?
Yeah, what did you see?
And they're like,
he's wearing a blue shirt.
And he came and he stabbed you. It's like, well, no.
And then they all say their thing, and then the dude comes back in and doesn't have a mustache or a blue shirt. Like, everybody, like 15 people swore.
Once they hear something, they're like, oh, yeah, the blue shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's that herd mentality there.
Yeah, like how after elections, more people will often say they voted for the winner, even if they didn't. Like, oh, yeah, I voted for Reagan. No, he didn't. Oh, yeah. Whatever, you know, but that happened.
A bunch of people did, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just one of those things where people want to remember things away as opposed to remembering.
I remember after the 49ers beat the Broncos 55-10, I told people I was a 49ers fan while I was wearing my Broncos jersey. I said, no, you're not. Of course, the tears and the big swollen eyes and the howdy look probably didn't sell it.
He did not.
I did not. Of course I didn't. Are you kidding me? I was walking around talking about how much I hated the 49ers and Joe Montana and those fucking faggots from San Francisco. And I was crushed, of course, because my team sucked and their team was so much better.
You know, faggot is not a nice word. Disrespectful.
Yeah.
They're Mr. Cocksucker.
I was in pain, Jeff. I was in pain. I was lashing out because I was in pain.
You know, only minorities are allowed to lash out.
I'm a minority. Wait. I'm a minority. I get that. I'm allowed to do that.
Pretty white.
Well, I don't look minority. I don't sound minority. I don't act minority. But
nobody's going to buy that.
But I'm Hispanic. Yeah. It says on all, well, actually, there's a couple legal documents where they list me as Caucasian.
The Hispanic prejudice thing is very tenuous since they've never really been... oppressed minority in this country.
I know.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Cesar Chavez would beg to differ with you, man.
This is probably not the only time in history they wanted to underpay farm workers.
I don't know, man. They only want to do it because they're Mexicans. I'm pretty convinced of that. I've never known a business owner who wanted to underpay his workers, period.
Yeah.
But that's not systemic in any kind of enterprise, in any player around the world. Look at the Chinese. Yeah, you can have our cheap child labor. I mean, we need to make the money from the contract.
We need to make those copy Gucci bags and those copy Nike sneakers and those copy...
Oh, they don't do that. But you know what I'm saying.
They actually started breaking down some of those plants because...
Well, it's
like... That's two out of a country of a billion people.
I was going to say, I'd imagine that's kind of like the drug war. Well, we need to make some busts to make it look like we're doing our job and we'll go back to
people that sell drugs.
Yeah.
Pretty much so, distribute that stuff.
So it's kind of like the same...
Yeah.
You're getting the same dog and pony show.
Yep. The fact that people buy them is the problem. It's also, this is a two sneeze broadcast.
Bless you.
Oh, yeah. That was like sex.
Sex is like sneezing because it feels good. Unless you have that bad sex.
Which is like pizza in Sacramento.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it's still pizza.
Hey, you know what? I've been dying to get one of those silk screening kits from University Art, and I want to make one that says on the front it'll say "Pete's in Sacramento," and then on the back it'll say like, "Just a little bit better than bad sex."
Yeah, yeah.
Just above bad sex.
Because at least your stomach's full.
Probably. You got that going for you.
Yeah. Or bad sex, you probably really aren't. Your
if it's real,
it remains unsatiated.
Exactly, and. You're just trying to find a way to get out of that room.
And the worst part is that you probably really want to find a different partner as soon as possible, but that's...
It's not going to happen usually.
You just spend all your time getting this partner.
After right that moment after bad sex, there's really nothing you can do to correct it.
No.
It's like if you're in a bad pizza place, you can at least have another beer or another soda, kind of wash the bad taste out of your mouth, maybe fill up on breadsticks, something. Once you're engaged in unfavorable sex acts, you know, your night's kind of just ruined. Unless you're smart and you were engaging in unfavorable sex acts from somebody you picked up at a peep show in the midday, and then you still have time to go troll for somebody else later.
Mm-hmm.
But not many people are that foresighted.
Yeah, I don't know, but you really am. Sure.
What else? Dead space.
Yeah, this gets. We're going to cut all that out, like I always do.
Unlike Shano.
Yeah, my other comrade in arms, so I haven't gone down there in a while.
I think it's almost like a running gag, though, on the Shano and Hefe show, though. But we're going to edit that out.
Yeah.
And it's always like, that's what you hear. We're going to edit this out.
See, but now I'm editing this, and I will edit it out, because...
I know.
I'm trying to be a little more timely.
Well, when I was doing the editing, I like taking out the dead spots, you know, and trimming stuff up when there's stuff that we say that has no funniness to it, no joke. I mean, there's no sense in having people listen to.
So Joel did a lot of laundry. That's kind of funny, though.
I do a lot of laundry.
You do laundry.
I live with a woman. We both go through several outfits a day, costume changes.
Outfits.
We have big song and dance numbers at home.
You don't know what we're building up to.
Exactly. You have no idea what it's like.
Don't know what it's like.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, it's a Bee Gees song. You don't know what it's like to love somebody, right?
I don't know. I'm just...
It's either one of the Gibbs or...
It just sounded so...
There is a Bee Gees. It's either the Bee Gees or one of the Gibbs, but we're digressing. I'm trying to think of stuff I've had that...
Well, then we should just stop.
...funny this week. Yeah.
I think this is a decent addendum to
I don't know, what was the
did?
First thing we talked about when you came over today that we didn't... Did we save it? Next time you come over, I'm just going to turn on the recorder. And, you know, and you always spin an anecdote out.
Well, you know, also the first time, though, when we started getting that stuff and you were saying, see, we're wasting stuff. It was like there was also the TV was on or something was on. It's like we couldn't have been recording that anyways.
We always waste stuff. God, well, I should write more.
See, that's the elusive quality of greatness, though. Greatness just comes, you're never expecting it. And if you wait around trying to capture it, it just stays away.
Yeah, I know. Why do you think I live in this one bedroom with neighbors whose phones suck?
I thought you liked that.
Just, can you turn your phone down? The ring is driving me insane. It's really driving me crazy.
Who has that phone?
I don't actually know who's it.
Oh, well, see,
somebody at that end.
That's another problem, too.
Yeah.
Well, you got to find out who has the phone.
You know, that rings kind of loud. Like, I hear it in my apartment, man. And I hate it.
I hear it in my apartment, man.
Man, it's like, I'm totally like freaking Lebowski about the whole thing. Like, come on, man.
Come on, man. Man, can you just turn down your phone, man?
Don't steal my rug.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
I don't even... I can't quote that movie, although I sort of remember
it. I love that
film. I can nuance it, but I can't actually quote it, which is good, because I haven't watched it too many times.
One of the days I'm going to that convention.
What convention?
They have a Big Lebowski convention in Las Vegas.
Really?
People dress up. They have, like, you know how they do Rocky Horror Picture Show? They'll do that.
Okay, watch the movie. Say, that just proves that dorks ruin everything.
So? You're such a... dastardly old cuss, you know that? It's no fun, that sucked. They take the fun out of everything.
I'm gonna dress up like Donnie and Walter. You'd be a good Walter.
I would be a good Walter. I'm not big enough to be a good Walter. I don't have the girth. I don't have the size.
Yeah, but you see, that would be the part of the fun.
It's true. I could just put on the hunting vest.
And heavy clothing.
And the aviators.
You'd end up just being a Hunter S. Thompson, really. And like, why is this dude like Hunter S. Thompson?
Then I can just break into Hunter S., see? Memorize both things, and I can do both. People go like, hey, are you dressed up as Walter? And I'd go, can't stay here, this is back country. And they'll be like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. He's doing Lost...
Fear and Loathing in Big Lebowski.
He's Fear and Loathing Lebowski.
The Fear and Loathing of Big Lebowski.
Yeah. And then you could do like your own
juxtapose it constantly?
No, you're... see, you would put yourself into the story, you're doing your gonzo journalism about the Lebowski convention.
See, now you're onto something. See, now all of a sudden it doesn't seem so stupid, does it?
Yes. Only if you copy somebody else going to a convention of people copying other people, will that be...
See? That's the whole spin on it. If you put the twist...
Where's that from?
Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
They put a little twist on it, see?
Yeah.
See, he's the naked one.
Yeah.
See, they're grabbing him. He's a sex object.
Yeah.
A little twist. Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Yeah, that's three movies we've quoted already.
That's a bad sign. I think that means
we're out of ideas.
We're signing off for today.
Oh yeah, it's a quick hitter. I'm good like that.
Quick hitter?
Yeah.
Is that what they call you?
Yeah.
Is that what the ladies call you around Sacramento, quick hitter?
Mm-hmm. You know what I want to do is interview people I know and ask everyone who's had to spend the night in jail. Like, that's always a good story. Cause,
I can give you mine.
Like, because any girl you know has ever been in jail, prostitute story. Yeah, right away. There was this hooker in there, and she was so nasty, and, you know, she talked about leaving her... She hoped her hotel room was still there when she gets back with her stuff in it, and...
Man, see, that's what I hate about my jail experience. I don't have any stories like that. Mine are just gross.
You're kind of separate from the prostitutes.
Well, yeah, that's the worst... Because you're thrown in a drunk tank with a bunch of males.
Yeah.
Half of them aren't even drunk.
Yeah, the crackheads.
They're just looking for a place to crash.
The crackheads. They're like, hey, yeah. They go, thank God they picked me up for later. I got something to eat. Literally.
I know.
I'm not outside, but this was in Arizona. And they're like, oh, man, we're crackheads. And they're happy.
I
don't know how happy they are. Now I couldn't have any,
It sucked being in jail that night. I tell you that. I was not dressed for it.
Over Macho Grande?
No. Not much.
No, I never got over Macho Grande. Come on, that's Airplane.
I know.
Another one. Is that five?
I loved that the fact that I was so improperly dressed to spend the night indoors in jail. Because it was May,
uh-huh.
April, or no, it was June. It was July. It was the middle of summer. It was hot as fuck. I had a t-shirt. I had shorts and sandals, and then they throw you in the drunk tank, and it's cold as fuck in there. I mean, it's really cold.
Really? Not when I was in.
Which was funny, because all the guys who got thrown in after me, who obviously had been there a couple times and live on the streets, they all had on parkas and a bunch of warm insulated clothing, almost like they knew where they were going to end up spending their night. I froze my ass off. Hated it. The drunk Mexicans with the diarrhea problems? That wasn't pleasant. That wasn't pleasant at all.
They're just sitting on the toilet?
Well, this one guy, I was just standing. Everyone else was kind of like sleeping on the floor. And this one drunk Mexican...
Tell me this story.
Yeah.
You forgot to get a place to sleep.
Yeah. I didn't think to grab the spot real quick.
Yeah.
And so...
Because you didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't
so know. I was standing over near the toilet. And just because, it was a place to stand... And there was nobody there. And then this one drunk Mexican, kind of wakes up in a drunken kind of... And runs over the toilet, pukes once, sits on it, and then just releases the most hideous, foul explosion of drunk diarrhea.
You're eating Mexican food.
I'm just saying it was disgusting. It didn't flush or nothing. Just kind of fell over and kind of slept next to the toilet. And I was just kind of like, this sucks.
And you said, wow, why isn't Mexico... up there with Canada and America.
I said, wow, this is the punishment phase of a DUI right here, having to sit in here for overnight.
Was this Texas or California?
This was here. This is right down the street in the county lockup. In downtown Sacramento. I had a bad time in the county lockup in Austin, too, when I was arrested for tickets one time. Some unpaid speeding tickets. And I was getting another one at the airport. I was driving a cab. And they're like, oh, you got to come with us. And I was like, oh, shit. So, what are you going to do?
Go with them.
Exactly.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
Patriots. All right, and now I'm zinging.
Now I'm zinging with all my movie quotes. Woo-hoo! We're going to need a bigger boat. Woo-hoo! You want to fly home? Woo-hoo! That's float home. Fly boy. That's
See,
what that is.
Now you're not even putting them in. The conversation.
I'm just picking them out at random.
Yeah.
I have a defragged hard drive in my head. I can't help it. Stuff just comes out of it sometimes. Yes. No, I can't. Yes, I... No, I can't.
Mr. Riveting. So my neighbors have this... I'm just kidding. I don't... Once is enough.
Are we stopping this now?
You know, I think it was a big, strong finish.
I thought that was our big, strong finish.
I think it was.
Okay.
That's what I think that's what I said.
I wasn't listening.
All right. I think I was down on the likes and reallys in this one, so I think my speech is improving, but we'll see. And we're going to get these put up soon.
You know, before we end, I would like
to... Maybe tonight if Joel comes by Maryland's with his computer.
That's not a bad idea.
I could zip him out and then...
I would like to bring our attention to this penny saver and the cover of it that has this 2007 golf ball drop. The Ben Ali Shrine Golf Club proudly presents. They're going to be dropping golf balls out of planes. It looks like they have little parachutes on them. But I'm thinking to myself, October 18th.
Who that qualifies as a public service announcement?
But I'm thinking to myself,
we're under the gun there.
Whose idea was that?
Equal time.
Well, yeah, for our promotion, let's drop a bunch of golf balls out of a plane. Yeah. It just doesn't sound like a good idea.
Live ones.
We can't use live chickens.
Dude, golfers play free golf balls.
It's fun for everyone, even non-golfers. And you don't have to be present to win.
Hey, it's for charity, you know?
It's for charity. That'll be on 2360 Alberta Road at the Cherry Island Golf Course. So everybody get out there, support the Ben Ali Shrine Golf Club.
Good people. Good. Old Joe.
Yeah, that's right. Old Joe.
Heart of gold.
Heart of gold. Just... You what know, he did for Tiny Tim and his little crutch, that was...
He would do anything for you if you just ask.
Yeah.
You
know? So everyone should head down there.
Especially, and that injury in Korea didn't affect him at all.
No.
You know, he just kept plugging away.
That's why people like old Joe.
If there were more people like old Joe at the Ben Ali Shrine, I think we could... The world would be a better place.
It probably would be. Well, on that note...
Don't fuck yourself.
Hey... You're not even good enough to fuck yourself.
Don't fuck yourself. And that's the hand move where you lower your middle finger.
You bend the middle finger back.
Yeah, and you raise the other fingers.
Raise all others.
So.
Don't fuck yourself.
Don't fuck yourself.
It's the new thing. You're hearing a new thing right now.
You just created that today. I did create it, but it was because Joel was here, or else I wouldn't have thought of it.
So hopefully we'll get these posted tonight.
He's the sub-creator. Well, I'm the prime creator of that
one.
If
we get these posted tonight, that means as of tomorrow, it'll be a new thing out in the world.
Yep, I'm going to do it to everybody tonight. At Live Band Karaoke, only at Maryland's, every Tuesday. If you're in Sacramento and you don't know me already, you can meet me down there. Sometimes Joel.
Sometimes.
And maybe even tonight.
Although there are times when you meet me there when you might not want to.
So we will see you later. Well, you can listen to us later. I'm probably not going to see you at all. Bye. I mean, signing off. What's the proper...
You want me to turn it off now?
Zip.
Which button is it?